Chapter 5. Rise, Dragon. Garp's child is born with two eyes and a flurry of scales running down his spine. Scaled and furious, Garp calls him Dragon, because if any serpent is going to destroy everything Garp has built, it is his own child. Dragon rises in between the streets of Goa and the paths of Windmill, slinking into the jungle and onto marine ships. Garp has so many eyes, but he can only shiver as his son's two eyes pierce Garp to his core with an intensity Garp can never hope to match. Dragon's eyes are red in the night. There's blood under his claws. Garp watches him disappear on full moons when the swirling sea is at its highest fury and does not question. It is no one's place to question the actions of the monstrous. That path only leads to ruin. Dragon rises and leaves three burning marine ships in his path. Later, Garp will wonder what was the tipping point for a man to go against the world, for a man to eat the world alive, for a man to seek out the ends of the earth and seek to free it. Was it Goa, the marine headquarters, the passage through the Vale? The Vale cracks men in half, like the New World does to rookies. Only the strong survive, if barely. And Dragon is of Garp's ilk, of hellfire, unholy blood, and something darker than most lurking in his chest. Dragon is strong, but a man with burning blood hardly lasts for long. The Vale could have done him in. Now Garp is at Logtown, and staring at a teenager who breathes fire and strikes against the world with soundless fury and flashing claws. He frowns at his son, whom he loves, who is stern and imposing, who loves the dark sea like Garp wants to love justice. And his son smiles, fangs wide and dripping flame and venom, and cackles. The world cracks at the laugh of a dragon, of a world eater, of a revolutionary. And Garp does not falter. But he knows the world is about to shift again and again, and Garp wonders if he will live to see its end.